boys and girls, it's time for Santa's Mailbag on WESB
1490 AM
and B107.5 FM.
We're here to read Santa's letters from the magic mailbox at Toji's Substation, East Main Street in Bradford.
Here's Santa!
Ho, 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 so glad to be back, boys and girls. Santa here with my trusted elves Gruffy, Tinsel, Sparkle, Joy, and Clyde. I'm looking forward to reading you a story later on in the show, kids.
What's up, everybody? Today was awesome because I got to help Santa with the reindeer.
That's right. Gruffy and I were training the reindeer this afternoon, and things got a little exciting.
Oh, no. What happened now?
Okay, so Santa was showing me how to get the reindeer ready for flight practice, and I'm hooking up Comet to the sleigh.
And then Comet sneezed.
Man, it was the biggest sneeze ever, and it spooked Dasher, who started to run.
Wait, running where?
Dasher ran straight into the workshop with the sleigh behind him.
With the sleigh?
Yeah, he zoomed right down the main aisle, past the doll station, around the video game section. It was like a reindeer racetrack.
I saw the whole thing. Dasher looked very surprised.
Did anything get damaged?
Fortunately, no. Dasher's a very skilled reindeer. He dodged every work table and toy display.
It was like watching a pro race car driver. He should get a trophy.
How did you stop him?
I grabbed a bucket of carrots, and Dasher stopped immediately. Food always works.
Gruffy saved the day. After that, we finished our practice outside where it was safer.
Well, I'm glad everyone's okay.
And what did you elves work on today, Tinsel?
We finished 165 paint-by-number sets and assembled toy keyboards.
Sparkle Joy.
I completed 110 baby dolls and organized all the fashion accessories.
Clyde.
I built drone toys and board games. Lots of board games this year.
Gruffy.
Besides my reindeer adventure, I made toy construction vehicles and remote control dirt bikes.
And Mrs. Claus baked sugar cookies shaped like reindeer. How fitting!
Yay!
I'll prepare my story I'll read in a little bit while you handle the letters, all right, group?
See you later.
Be right back.
Bye, Santa.
See you in a minute. Who's the first letter from, Tinsel?
Well, this one's from Levi, who's 6 years old, and says, Dear Santa, may I have a monster truck?
Oh, boy, a monster truck? What kind?
I think he wants an RC, a radio control monster truck.
Race it all around the house. Just make sure you don't get it under your parents' feet. They might trip.
Sure, that's always bad when that happens. I've lost more monster trucks that way.
He also would like a football, a Pokemon card tin.
Oh, gotta catch them all, and then you gotta protect them in that protective tin case. Yeah.
And Levi would also like a warm hoodie.
Ooh, I like to be cozy.
Especially when it's cold outside, yeah. Also a matching hat and gloves, and a magic sand set. And he says, I will leave cookies for you, Santa, and carrots for the reindeer, and gumdrops for the elves.
Wow, how'd you know he liked gumdrops?
It's like he can read our mind.
Yeah, thanks for writing Santa the letter. We'll be sure to get it to him.
Yep, we're gonna take all these letters right back to the North Pole when Santa gets back, and after he reads his story. By the way, boys and girls, you can get your letters to Santa and read right here on B107.5 if you put it in the magic mailbox at Toji's Substation.
Yeah, you can either bring your own or do one there.
That's right, Clyde. Who's next here? Oh, Brooklyn. Hey, Sparkle, do you know Brooklyn? She's 8 years old.
Oh, yeah, she's in the third grade.
She says, Dear Santa, I would love a scrapbooking kit, a big art set, and gel pens.
Yep. That sounds like Brooklyn. She's an artist.
But she also wants a beanie hat.
Ooh, fashionable.
And a diary with a lock.
I've picked more diary locks in my day.
Gruffy!
You too. Well, we'll see what we can do, Brooklyn. We'll ask Santa. Thank you so much for writing in. The next letter is from just a little guy. Colton is 4 years old and not even in the first grade yet, not even in kindergarten. He says, Dear Santa, Mommy says I'm a good helper.
Aw, that's sweet.
I know, Sparkle. Well, here for Christmas, he says he wants a Tonka dump truck.
All right, some heavy-duty equipment. I like it.
He'd also like a wooden block set and a soft teddy bear and a Paw Patrol stuffed animal.
Hey, what about something for learning?
Well, I think Colton's mommy helped write the letter because she asked for an ABC letter. learning puzzles.
Oh, that's a fabulous way to learn and play a game at the same time.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for writing in, Colton and Colton's mommy. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Tinsel, our last one's from a little girl named Sadie.
Oh, I see that. Sadie is in the second grade. She says, "Dear Santa, I hope the elves get cookie breaks." Boy, howdy. Yes, yes, we do. We do. We get cookies and we get the gumdrops and gingerbread men and all kinds of other goodies that the boys and girls leave. Santa can't eat it all. We help him with that, too.
Yeah.
You better believe it. And thanks for thinking of us.
Yeah, that was very thoughtful, Sadie. She would like for Christmas a rainbow loom set, an LOL surprise set, a sparkly winter coat, and chapter books.
Wow, you like to read, too?
And Gruffy, I think you'll like this. She wants super slime.
Yep, regular slime won't do for Sadie. She likes the super kind. We'll get the super green neon color for her.
And Sadie says, "My brother Gavin says hello." Love, Sadie.
Thank you for writing in, Sadie. We'll be sure that Santa Claus gets your message, because we're gathering all these letters to bring back up to the North Pole with us.
Hey, guys, I think I hear Santa coming back in.
Yep, he's coming back in with the story today with our good friend Twinkle the Elf. She gets to know a lot of mischief.
Yeah, but boy, does she make things fun at the North Pole workshop.
Boy, I'll say. The story is on the way.
And boys and girls, if you would like to write a letter to us and Santa Claus, put it in the magic mailbox at Toji's substation on East Main Street.
We'll be right back.
Happy holidays from all of us at Toji's Substation. We serve all of your homemade favorites on our fresh Italian bread and rolls.
And a great pizza, too.
Toji's Substation, more than 50 years of great food, fast service, and family fun.
And this is the official location of Santa's mailbox.
Bring your letter to Santa, put it in our special mailbox, and listen for your letter on WESB. And while you're here, enjoy a delicious meal.
And have some fun in our game area.
Toji's Substation at 402 East Main Street.
Happy holidays from Toji's Substation.
Ho, ho, ho! Boys and girls, it's time for today's Santa story. So gather around the fireplace, or the speaker, ho, 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 and listen to today's tale from the North Pole. Today's story, Twinkle's Topsy-Turvy Toy Test. If you've ever wondered how toys get tested at the North Pole, let me tell you, it's usually neat and tidy. Usually. But not when Twinkle the Elf is in charge. Twinkle is tiny, fast, and a little bouncy. She was chosen this week to run the annual toy testing day. All she had to do was try each toy once. Simple, right? Wrong! She started with a pogo stick and bounced and bounced and bounced right through the workshop door.
Hey, everyone!
Elves dove out of the way as Twinkle hopped past the paint station, the wrapping station, the hot cocoa station. She almost landed in the marshmallows. And then finally, boing, straight into a mountain of teddy bears. Twinkle, I called. Are you all right? She popped her little head out of the fluff.
Toy approved.
Next, she tested the remote control race cars. They zoomed. She zoomed. Everyone zoomed. By the time she was done, 20 elves were tangled up in tinsel like sparkly spaghetti. Finally, Twinkle tried out the new holiday drum set. And oh, boys and girls, she loved it.
Rock and roll!
Boom, boom, boom. Tap, tap, tap. Crash. Snow fell from the rafters. The reindeer outside thought it was thunder. Mrs. Claus thought the oven exploded. By the end of the day, the workshop looked like a blizzard had hit a toy store. And yet, Twinkle beamed proudly.
Santa!
She said, saluting with a candy cane.
All toys fully tested!
I patted her on the head. And the workshop fully messy. But all the elves agreed. Toys tested by Twinkle the Elf are guaranteed fun, because if she can't break them, nothing can. Ho, ho, ho! Ho, ho, ho! That's today's story, boys and girls. This is Santa signing off. Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Tune in next time to Santa's Mailbag. Remember to put your letter into the magic mailbox at Toji Substation.
Toji Substation is great.
You can fill out your letter there and do a fun coloring page.
Or you can bring your own letter and drop it in that mailbox.
Yeah, and then we'll read it on the radio.
You can even write a letter online at WESB.com. And you can listen to more of our shows. See you next time. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.